Take marker, the high note review, guys. Action.
What's going on, guys? I'm Ryan D, aka Ryan 680.
I'm Angela, that Kylie Ange.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. This is our review of The High Note. The High Note tells the story of a superstar singer and her overworked personal assistant are presented with a choice that could alter the course of their careers. Let's get right to it, guys. Stay tuned. What's going on, Alamo City Movie Talk fans? I'm Ryan D, aka Ryan 680.
I'm Angela, that Cat Lady Ange.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk. Movie Talk for movie fans, guys. You're bringing the movie world right into your ears, devices. Thank you for making us a part of your day. Let's get right to it. The High Note. Can you hit that high note?
No.
No. Yeah, obviously we can't.
I did not see anything before going into this film, so I had no idea whatsoever this was about. Didn't even know the cast, so I was like, all right. Just jumping in, cold water. But you know, surprisingly, I liked the take of it, the plot. It was a lot different than, you know, the last movie we saw. Mm-hmm. Completely different direction. I liked the cast. Ice Cube. I'm not too familiar with Dakota Johnson because I know she's come out other things.
50 Shades of Grey.
But I did not watch any of the 50 Shades of Grey movies.
Social Network.
I don't like Jesse Eisenberg. That's another story. I really like the cast. As far as the plot, I liked it, but it could have been better.
Yeah,
I'll say that to start off with.
Okay, so why did it take so long for this plot to start? Like, gosh. Okay, I wanted to like this movie. First things first, I'll say the good things about this movie. The good things about this movie: the beats are freaking amazing.
The music, the music is very well done.
Bass is freaking done very well. The drums are done very well. Vocals are done very. I mean, the whole acoustic, the whole shebang, the whole freaking music is great. The reason why I go more in depth is because I actually am a drummer, and the drummer beats were just wow. They were just freaking. Wow, they were really good. Like, they just felt good. You could feel the bass. You could feel the beats. It was really good. I love Dakota Johnson in this movie because she plays a producer or a producer. I'll say that. But she actually is developing this music. So I'm just like, wow, like, what the heck? And so she's doing these different working these different instruments. We're not going to spoil it, by the way. So from the trailers, you actually get that. But here's the thing. There's a lot that I wanted to happen in the climax of the, like, there was no, I didn't feel like there was any climax in this movie. I mean, to a certain degree.
I mean, I can agree with you that the climax is a little watered down.
It's anticlimactic. What's
no? I mean, you could definitely tell there was like a high section of the movie, but it wasn't like a climactic scene. It was kind of like a little watered down. But I once it started picking up. Like you said, it does take a very long time to actually figure out the direction it wants to go, start up that plot line, run with it. But once it does, I actually really liked like the last half of the movie, once it actually starts getting the ball rolling.
Another good thing for this film, guys, is a great intro opening. I love the setup. I love a setup. Whenever we go into any of these music films or anything, because obviously this is not like a biopic, but whenever we go into any type of artist films or anything like that, Johnny, you know, Walk the Line, obviously that's like a biopic, but so like, here's the thing, I love the setup. The opening has to have the original music or some type of music to get us in the mood of hearing music, because we're going to be listening to music throughout this whole film, because it's about an artists whoever it is.
Just one famous international superstar, right? Artist, right?
Yeah. Which is, so Grace Davis is the superstar in this film. That's her name. And this is actually set in LA. It's actually the opening scene. I love the opening scene because it shows us what we're in for, what the tone is. It's at Capitol Records. I mean, it's in for the money right here. But then why did it take so long to start up? Like, I hated that.
I agree. I felt like that opening, however long it was, a couple minutes, it told a lot more than like the first 20 minutes of the film. Right. Because I wish the first half of the film set up kind of like the first opening did. You get a lot of information, a lot of different scenes in that first opening, but you kind of get a sense of what's going on. You have this pop star, she's super famous, everyone knows who she is, but you know, she's not new to the game. She's done this for a very long time, super successful. I mean, you get so much, and you get a sense of who her character is in that first couple minutes. And I agree with you. I don't know why it took so long to get the rest of the story going.
Ice Cube was freaking great. I mean, he's, I loved so his attitude. Funny. I mean, his
he attitude, always has yeah. attitude. It's great.
Yeah, but it's and you could tell he's. I mean, obviously he's aging just like all of us are. But I mean, it was a pretty good to see Ice Cube in something. I haven't seen him in a long time.
I know, it was so great.
You know, that was great to see him. Yeah. Another thing I really did like in here was Maggie, which is Dakota Johnson's. Dakota Johnson plays Maggie. And I loved it because I loved her passion for the game. I loved the passion for the music and everything. You could tell that was really good.
Yes.
Now, the first 30 minutes, you just go back to the bad stuff. So the first 30 minutes, I would say almost an hour, you just, I hate to say it, empty footage. When I mean by empty footage, I mean footage that you could have just gone away with almost to a sense to where, like, it's just there's not necessarily no emotion, but there's no emotion. It's just hard to describe.
I would have to disagree. I would say there were different scenes that, you know, in the first half of the movie. You could definitely, there was fluff.
Yeah.
But I would say not all of the first half was empty footage. Like, it does set it up to a certain point, but I have to disagree with you. I think there are certain scenes of that first half that you need to kind of understand what's going on later on.
Yeah, so the runtime for this movie is an hour and 53 minutes, pretty much 2 hours.
I mean, I think if they had cut off some of the fluff, an hour and a half would have been a little bit better.
This movie would have been a lot better if it was an hour and a half. Because, yeah, I mean, I could have taken out quite a bit of footage out of here. You know, I love the upbeat music. I love the music in this. The chemistry between Dakota and Trace actually was really good. I love that about them because Trace is actually plays she plays Grace Davis, which is
the superstar,
and their chemistry together because Dakota Johnson's her personal assistant. I love how petty she is towards her. It's just great. I love that.
So she obviously is the
star.
Stereotypical diva. Yeah. I've been around this game for a long time. I'm the star. Right. You listen to me.
Yeah.
So she definitely listen has to me. That established attitude, and so you see that. But you also get a sense like there's an underlying layer of mutual friendship that Grace and Maggie's character have.
Yeah.
Which you eventually, you know, you could see it progress more as the movie goes on.
Why is it that you gave me the mean look whenever I said, listen to me?
I don't know, audience. What do you think?
So I agree with you there. I mean, I just wish this plot, I mean, I wish it would have taken, that's my only pet peeve about this movie that really did ruin it, and it brought down a rating for me. But I did love the music, but as a whole, as a film in general, it wasn't that good.
So my question for you, without spoiling, the twist that happened towards the end, how'd you feel about that?
It was whatever. I didn't care. It wasn't too, because it didn't give us enough character development with the character. That was the plot twist, the main character, we won't say who it is, but it didn't give us enough character development, not enough screen time. There was no emotion. I didn't care.
I feel like it was explained, but like you said, it wasn't explained in a way that made me care.
Yeah.
So I agree with you.
You agree with me?
Can you say that louder? I agree with you, right? For once. Oh my gosh. Am I sick? Can you say that louder? Am I sick, ladies and gentlemen?
But
I agree with you on that one. I didn't care for the twist either. And I love twists.
Yeah. Agreed. I love twist too. So we listened well what they needed. Was this the film that we deserved? I'm gonna say I love the music so much, but
why not? I mean, you know, we're at home, like you said, the music that we see, like how it goes into producing and, you know, working with artists. Yeah, sure, why not?
I'll say yes. Okay, I'll say yes. Rating 1 out of 10 though, my rating is gonna be kinda, what's your rating?
I will give it a solid 5. I think a 5 is pretty good. I like the music. I like, once the ball got rolling, it was pretty decent to watch. And I like the cast. I really do like the chemistry together.
And then also we forgot to mention Bill Pullman, who was in here too, which
small role, but you know, you can't help but love his role.
Yeah.
Like you can't help it. He's just a good guy. Good
Actor.
So
I'm going to have to give this a 5 as well. Yeah, I'm going to stick to a 5. I wish I could have gave this higher. I really do. I wish I could. Like we said already, the film should have been shorter. Adam, what's the movie talk? Do you recommend this movie?
Sure, why not? Yeah. I mean,
you're at home. Why not? We're going to recommend every movie here, guys.
It has
you're at
a
home.
Good cast. Okay, for one. Two, you know, it is something a little bit different. I think A lot of people can relate to it because, you know, we're all fans of music.
Yeah.
So yeah, why not?
Everyone listens to music.
I would definitely recommend this. It does have a heartwarming message, you know, follow your dreams, you know, anything can be happening.
Yeah,
you
set
your mind to it.
Yeah, but it takes so damn long.
But I think you should check it out. Even though we thought it was pretty fair. Maybe you disagree. Maybe you agree with us.
Yeah,
maybe
put comments down below.
It should be higher rating or low rating. Tell us why.
Tell us why you loved it so much. And hey, guys, film's a work of art, so everyone has their own opinion to it. So share us your opinion on the comments down below. But yeah. All right. I guess we recommend this movie. Even though we gave it a 5, we still recommend this movie, guys. Be sure to check it out at a device near you. It's going to be weird saying that now with videos on demand. Be sure to check it out, guys. Wherever you find Vudu, iTunes, wherever, Google Play, or wherever you watch your videos on demand. It's weird saying that, sorry. But yeah, all right, guys, be sure to hit that subscribe button, give us a thumbs up, you like a review, guys. Thank you for making us a part of your day. Let's get right to it, Angela. As always, I'm your host, Ryan D, aka Ryan680.
I'm Angela at That Cat Lady Ange.
That Crazy Cat Lady, and this is Alamo City Movie Talk, signing off, guys. Stay safe, San Antonio. Hello, everyone. Thanks again for listening to our podcast. We truly appreciate the support. Be sure to also check us out on YouTube, guys, where we do strictly movie reviews. Hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for all of your movie news, reviews, and our special giveaways and contests, guys. You know what to do, and you have yourself a wonderful day, and stay classy, San Antonio.